Welcome everyone to this WebSphere Support Technical Exchange session. Today's topic is improving performance with HA active-active and paging feature of WebSphere adapter for JDBC, and will include a live demo. Today's presenter is Vinod Bolaka. Vinod is a developer with IBM India Software Labs and has been in the development and L3 support for WebSphere Adapters organization for over 4 years, developing various WebSphere adapters. He has over 4 years of experience working with various Java technologies, including Java Connector Architecture, JCA. At this time, I would like to turn the presentation over to Vinod. You may begin.
Thanks, David. Hello, everybody. I welcome you all for the webcast today. As mentioned by David, I work as a developer with WebSphere Adapters team, and I'm also involved in providing level 3 support to customers worldwide for WebSphere Adapters. Today, I will be presenting on the topic how performance can be improved with HA active-active and paging features of JDBC adapter. After the presentation, we will have demonstrations for both the features to show you their working in IBM Integration Developer and Process Server Environment. Next page, please, David.
Slide 2.
Yeah. So I am on page number 2. Let me briefly describe the agenda for the webcast. So I will first provide a short overview of what WebSphere Adapters for JDBC does, and then we will see both the features, HA active-active and paging, in detail. And then finally, we will have demos for both the features. They are working demos, which will show how the features are used in integration developer and process server environment, so you know how exactly these features are to be used. Okay, so this will be the agenda for our webcast, and then finally we will have the question and answer session. Moving on to next page. Okay, so I'm on page number 3, which gives a brief overview of what JDBC adapter does. So if anybody who is pretty new to JDBC adapter, this will be a very useful overview. So basically, JDBC adapter provides a capability to an application to interact with a database and exchange information with it. Now, the adapter gets deployed on a JCA-compliant application server, like a WebSphere application server, which we also call it as WAS, or WebSphere Process Server, which we also call it as WPS. While interacting with the database, JDBC adapter provides the bidirectional connectivity. By meaning bidirectional, it means it provides connectivity from the JDBC adapter and also towards the JDBC adapter. So that is called outbound and inbound. So outbound enables adapter to perform operation on the database, like creating a record, updating already available record, deleting a record, retrieving records. So these are the outbound operations that JDBC adapter performs on the database, while it also supports the inbound adapter, by which the it allows the application to receive the business events for a change at the database. So the JDBC adapter, it provides both these kinds of connectivity, bidirectional connectivity, wherein it can perform operation at the database and also receive the business events from the database. Moving on to next slide. Okay, so I am on page 4. As mentioned earlier, adapter gets deployed on WebSphere application server or WebSphere process server. Now, these runtimes facilitate the applications to provide a high quality of service and make the applications to be available even in situations of partial outages. Now, this is what is commonly known as or called as high availability feature of the application that is being provided by the runtime. Now, high availability is often achieved by having a clustered environment of multiple server instances, which are often on different machines, that take the responsibility of keeping the application online in situation when one or more server instances is unavailable. So under this scenario, under this high availability scenario, we have got two scenarios. One is high availability active passive scenario, and the other is high availability active active scenario. In case of active passive configuration, only one of the server instances containing the adapter application will be in the active mode and will be polling for the events. The other instances will be in passive mode, that is, they will not be polling for events. Whenever one of the server instances goes down, say due to a network outage or some another problem, one of the passive instance will be made active so that the application continues to run in one of the server modes. This provides a high availability service where one of the N configuration nodes is active to receive the events or to receive the requests. Now, this support of HA active passive is available in all versions of adapter. So this is the default support that JDBC adapter provides, all versions of JDBC adapter provides. Coming to the second scenario of high availability active configuration, which we are more interested into. In this configuration, adapter acts as a load balancer. With all the deployed adapter applications on the multiple server instances, polling for events simultaneously. So all the adapter instances will be polling for the events at the same time. So this enables the adapter to process the event faster as the processing is distributed across the multiple servers. In case of HA active-active, all the N instances of the adapter will be up and running, and they will be polling the events, processing the events, and finally delivering it to the endpoint. Since all the instances are up, this will increase the throughput. In case of HA active-active, even if one of the adapter instances up and rest all instances go down, the events will get processed by the adapter. So it will be it will get processed by the instance that is up. So this is the HA active-active scenario. Moving on to next slide. So I am on slide number 5, which describes about the performance that is achieved with HA active-active. So as mentioned by me earlier, HA active-active very easily provides the load balancing feature. Since the number of events that are available for polling, they get distributed among the total number of available adapter instances. So it acts as an excellent load balancer. Since multiple adapter instances process the event at the same time, the events get processed faster. So the rate of processing of events is faster as compared to the normal scenario. Now, this kind of configuration is highly useful for systems that have got high load, wherein the number of events in the event table are huge. Say, for example, like banking applications, where the number of events coming into the system are huge. So this kind of configuration has got a lot more performance potential as compared to the earlier HA active passive scenario. Moving on to the next slide. Okay, so I am on slide number 6, which explains the HA active-active scenario in the EMD. So how do you use this property from your EMD wizard? The slide shows that. So basically, whether the JDBC adapter will work in HA active-passive mode or it will work in HA active-active mode is controlled by a property called as enable HA support. So this property decides which configuration the adapter will run into. If the HA enable HA support property is set to true, then adapter will use the HA active passive configuration. It will run in HA active passive mode. Now this is the default mode of the adapter. So if you don't set anything, by default the enable HA support property is set to true and adapter works in HA active passive mode. Now if you want to use the HA active active feature of the adapter, you need to set the property enable HA support to false in admin console. Once this property is set to false, adapter will support the HA active active scenario, and multiple adapter instances will poll the event table simultaneously. we will look while going through the demonstration, we will see in the details how this setting is done. Moving to the next slide. So I am on slide number 7, which will talk about the next feature which we are interested in from the performance point of view, which is the paging feature that is provided by the JDBC adapter version 7.5. Just to give you a short introduction about this feature, database query is one of the basic functions provided by JDBC adapter. In practice, this database query feature may suffer from poor performance when handling large result set. So if a table in a database contains a large amount of records, and if we query all those records, then getting all those records at a time may include performance overhead. So based on the different database productions, a range of paging query techniques have been developed to improve the efficiency of database query operation. Now, in common practice, to page through the result set to return the query results in a manageable size, the JDBC adapter version 7.5 provides a built-in functionality for paging query that allows the application to handle large result set in a more efficient manner. Now before this feature, we had this retrieval operation, which is also one of the basic database operation provided in the JDBC adapter for the outbound process. Now this retrieval operation allowed to specify a search criteria to retrieve specific records from the database. Now, prior to JDBC adapter version 7.5, retrieval did not support the paging query. So you had to implement it in your own code or by optimizing the database for the retrieve behavior. So either of these two things were to be done. It was not supported by the JDBC adapter prior to version 7.5. However, both approaches, they have got some, inflexibility, or they are tedious to meet the normal business requirements, wherein the database table contains large number of records and you don't want all those records to come in. So starting from version 7.5, JDBC adapter provides a built-in capability for a paging query by adding three interaction spec attributes for the retrieval operations. So it has provided these three interaction spec attributes: enable paging, start index, and number of records per page. So basically, enable paging is a property. If you set it to true, then it will enable the paging feature. The start index is a property wherein you specify the starting index from where you want the records. And number of records per page is a property wherein you can specify the number of records you want per page. So JDBC adapter will only get you that many number of records from the database. let us consider an example wherein a customer sets the number of records per page to 50 and starting index to 20. In such a scenario, JDBC adapter will return all the records starting from the 21st row in the database to the 70th row. So all these 50 records from the 21st row to the 70th row will be written. Moving on to the next slide. So I am on slide number 8, which talks about the performance that can be achieved using the paging feature. So it is generally observed that customers they just want to handle a page of record in one operation. So they don't want, you know, all these records at a time. They just want to handle records page by page. Now this feature is very useful in this scenario wherein records are to be handled page by page. Now what it does is it results into lower memory and a bandwidth requirement. So basically you only need to handle the total number of records in a page into your memory. So obviously the memory footprint decreases, and also since you are returning limited number of records, your bandwidth requirement also improves because of this. And the query that is provided is optimized for DB2 and Oracle by using specific database specific solution. So we have optimized that query for DB2 and Oracle. So this optimized query will in turn help in providing better performance. The total number of time required to retrieve those events will be less as compared to the earlier retrieval operation that was supported. Next slide, please. So I am on slide number 9, which explains the EMD functionality for this. So how do you use this property from the EMD wizard? So basically, as stated by me earlier, for this property, three interaction spec properties have been introduced: enable paging, start index, and number of records per page. In order to use this property, the enable paging property, wherein you can see in the current slide, in the EMD screenshot, the text is return specified number of records per page beginning with the starting index. So this property is the enable paging property, interaction spec property, which has to be enabled. The next property is start index. So start index, the user needs to specify the starting index of the records that have to be returned for the query. And the last property is the number of records per page. So here the user will specify in the text box the number of records they require in that particular page. So these are three very simple properties which have been introduced at the interaction spec level. Using this property, the user can very easily use this feature of paging. We will see in more details how this feature can be used in the IID and process server environment. Moving on to next slide. Okay, we have come to the demonstration part of the presentation. So I will show you the demonstrations for both the features HA, active-active, and paging. I'll start with the presentation, with the demo. Before starting with the demo, so the current environment which you are seeing is the integration developer environment, wherein the demo will show you how the HA active-active module is created and how it finally gets deployed, how you can finally deploy it on a process server. So we have a JDBC adapter R over here. So this screen, let me take it a little back. So this screen basically shows you to provide all the endpoint specific configuration properties like the host name, port number, the username, password. The screen takes all the endpoint specific properties. Once all these properties are provided, what it will do is it will try to do discovery at the database end to find out all the available all the available schemas and the corresponding table views. Once it gets all these schemas, you can select a particular table from the list on which you are interested in polling. So here customer is selected. Now here it will ask you whether you want the transaction to be a local transaction or you want it to be a global transaction. So you can specify which type of transaction you want. Once that is done, it will ask you for the now this is the important point. It will ask you for the cluster deployment settings, wherein you have to enable the HA enable high availability HA active active support. Now once you enable this, you will see a timeout for event processing in seconds. Now that timeout is actually to specify the timeout you want to declare when a particular adapter instance fails to process an event in that particular time duration. So once the timeout occurs for a particular adapter instance, the next adapter instance will take over the event from the earlier adapter instance. So this ensures that there is no bottleneck in the processing of events and all the events get processed without any hassle. After this is done, it will ask you to give a module name for the application you want to embed your adapter into. So once you have the export file, you can check in the properties view the timeout that you had specified. So this is the property view. Now the events that will be polled by the adapter will have to be delivered to endpoint. So we are connecting the export file to an endpoint over here. There's a Java component endpoint. And we will just provide a dummy implementation for this endpoint. So what is done is the primary key from the customer business object that was selected earlier during the discovery is getting printed in the endpoint. So once this is done and we have saved, the project interchange will be exported and we are exporting it as a EAR. So once the export is done, we now connect to the WPS admin console to actually go and deploy it over there. We'll go under the server deployment environment to select the particular profile, and then we will select the deployment topology. Now here we can see there are two nodes available. So we will be installing the application on both the nodes over here. So we have deployed it on a node. Then finally we will go to the nodes and try to sync those nodes, so that both nodes are at the same state. Now once the application gets deployed, we are starting the application over here. And once it gets deployed on both the nodes, you can see that both the adapter instances are processing the events simultaneously. So you can actually go to the endpoint and see the delivery of the events, or you can see the individual logs for these events and and see the delivery of the events in these logs. So the earlier custom one was the first node logs, first adapter node log, and custom two is the second one. So you can see over here the second. So here it is. At both the nodes, we have adapter instances polling the same event table and delivering the events to the same endpoint, that is a Java component, and then printing the corresponding primary key for the customer BO that they have pulled, customer event that they have pulled in their respective adapter logs. Okay, so this demo is done. We will go to the second demo, which is the now we will see the paging demo, how you can use this particular feature in the integration developer and the processor environment. So similar to the first one, we have got the adapter RAR over here. So we are just going through the normal EMD scenario by selecting the adapter and its corresponding RAR, selecting the operation outbound, and then giving the specifying the endpoint configurations over here. Then discovering the available schema at the database end. Once the discovery is done, selecting the corresponding business object for the operation. So we have selected the customer BO for the operation. So once the customer BO is selected, you can see we have the allow paging of records for the retrieval operation. So this is the enable paging property. We have selected that property. And the number of records were provided. We'll provide the credentials over here, username and password. And then finally specifying the transaction, type of transaction it requires. We are selecting the local transaction. And then over here giving the application the module name. Okay, so we have the import file created over here, JDBC outbound interface. So this is the retrieval operation that we can see over here. The maximum number of records for the retrieval operation that we had in the EMD was 100. We are changing it to 20, and we are giving the starting index as 0. So we will be setting these properties dynamically, and that will be done through invocation from a external Java component. So the demo will just show that. It will call the outbound service. The Java component will be calling this import over here. We are adding the corresponding interface. Okay, once this is done, we need to provide the operations. So we need to provide the inputs and the outputs. So starting index is the input, and so since we need to set it dynamically, we are providing it over here as an integer. Then we have got query sample, wherein we'll be providing the BO on which we need to perform this. So it is sample customer BG. And then finally, we will be getting the result. That will be sample customer container. So here we can see that the method test paging accepts a start index input and a sample business object and returns a business object collection to the caller. So in the EMD that we had seen before, we had set the start index to 0. Now, the motive of doing that was to set the start index dynamically through the Java component. So here we will be doing that. So once this is done, we will save the Java component. So we'll generate the implementation for the Java component so that it sets the start index dynamically. We will have to provide implementation for this test paging method. So here we can see we have got so what we are doing is if the start index is not equal to null, then we'll be setting the start index that will be passed through this Java component. So this will be the implementation for test paging, wherein we will be setting the start index property. So once this is done, finally we will deploy the module on the process server. Now finally we will be invoking our outbound component through the Java component that we have connected to it. Now we are setting the primary key over here, and we will be passing okay, so we are setting the start index as 0 in the first call, and then we will see the behavior as to what gets returned. So we can see over here that it has returned the first 20 records. So in the it has returned the first 20 records that are available in the table. So starting from the 0th location to the 19th location, it has returned the first 20th record since we had the start index as 0. Now we will be changing the start index over here. So we have set the start index as 20 now. and we will run the application. So we can see over here it has returned us the other 20 records, that is from the 21st position to the 40th position. The other 20 records it has returned to us. So this is how dynamically, you know, customers can set the start index from the external application, and then can retrieve only those set of records that they want, those limited set of records that they want. So with this, we have come to end for the paging demo as well. So I will stop sharing. I am on slide number 11. So finally, we have so in the summary, we have seen how we can, you know, use these two features for performance. How HA active is an important feature that provides load balancing and helps in dealing with the high load. So if your requirement is to process the events at a faster rate, and the rate of your incoming events is huge, then HA active will be very useful to you. We also saw how paging query is an important feature that not only improves the performance of the database queuing, but it also supports changing the size of the return result set dynamically by giving different sizes to the start index property. How you can dynamically set the number of records that you want in a page. So we also saw how you can achieve that. We saw demos for both these features. How you can use these features in your in your integration developer and processor environment. Next slide, please. Yeah. So for additional, if you want additional information about WebSphere product, then we have some links given in this presentation. You can go through these links. They will contain a lot of information, not only about adapters, but about other products as well that come under the WebSphere brand. So all these links are mentioned on slide number 12 in this presentation. You can go through them. Next slide, David.
Okay. Thank you, Vinod, for a great presentation.
Yeah, thanks.
And finally, don't forget to connect with us. You can be notified about upcoming webcasts related to the product and topics discussed today by subscribing to the WebSphere Support Technical Exchange mailing list. Simply send an email to wsehelp@us.ibm.com with the subject WSTE subscribe to get a list of mailing lists. Also, if there's a topic you would like to see scheduled, or if you have any comments that would help us improve our future webcasts, please let us know at that same email address. You could also connect with us through our Facebook page and our Twitter account. Talk to us and let us know how we can make this program even better for you. We welcome any ideas that you may have. Thanks again for your participation. Moving on to the Q&A session, I would like to remind you that for those of you who join us via the web conference, you can also post your questions in the group chat. Precedence will be given to questions asked through the phone, and if time permits, we will also address questions in the group chat. At this time, Julie, we would like to open the lines for questions.
We do have a question. One moment. Chakri, your line is open.
Oh, hi. We know the... I have a series of questions, but let me start with WebSphere comes with the inbuilt JDBC adapter, right? And the reason why we are using this JDBC adapter or this one is for the SCA modules, the way they interact between each other. Is it the right statement?
Sorry, I didn't get your question.
Why are we using this adapter, these JDBC adapters, when WebSphere has an inbuilt JDBC adapter out of the box?
Okay, so your question is why are we using JDBC adapter out of the box when it comes inbuilt with WebSphere?
Correct.
Am I right?
Yes, correct.
Okay. So what happens is the adapters, they will come inbuilt in the integration developer with integration developer, IBM
Correct.
Integration developer, IID.
Correct.
While they get deployed on the process server.
Correct.
Which has been now renamed to Business Process Manager.
Okay.
BPM. So it's not using out of the box, but it's the way you configure them, and then finally you deploy them on the process server.
The problem we are seeing is when the end users or the developers building these applications, right? They within the year file, we are getting that CWYBC_JDBC jar file or the R file as part of the application. And the challenge I faced last couple of months back is if they develop like 10 different applications using these adapters, I have 10 different copies loaded into my JVM. I don't want that. So what we did, the approach is we install that RAR file, install it as a RAR file in the environment, and somehow, I don't know the whole specs, how the developers did not include this RAR file.
Okay. I think I got your question. So basically your question is, I have got 10 different applications, and I don't want this adapter RAR each time to include in each application, and thus including it 10 times.
Correct.
So what do I do in this scenario? So what you can do in this scenario is you can deploy the adapter RAR in the standalone mode of deployment. What you are currently doing is called as embedded mode of deployment, wherein you embed your adapter RAR into the application.
Okay.
What you can do is deploy the adapter RAR at the node level. That is a standalone mode of deployment.
Correct.
Okay. Once you deploy the adapter RAR on the standalone mode of deployment at a node level, your all other applications will be pointing towards the same adapter RAR. So you don't need to include them in each of the applications.
Correct. Okay. Yeah. Okay. So the other thing is, why should I? Okay, this is specific to the SCA-related applications, right? That's why we need to include this RAR. How is this RAR different from already the inbuilt JDBC adapter that's part of the WebSphere? Why are we doing this? Why? What is it different? What is this CWYBC JDBC adapter that we're installing different from the existing one?
The existing one that you have is with the IID. You don't have that with the process server or with BPM.
No.
So in order to run your adapter, you need to deploy it on a runtime. That will be WebSphere process server.
Okay. Cool. One last question. I don't want to take your time.
Yeah.
The embedded is one thing you showed us. On the embedded RAR file, you showed us how to configure the paging and high available HA active configurations, right?
Right.
I do the same thing in the standalone?
Yes, you can do that in standalone also. And I will share with you a document that describes in detail how to deploy the adapter in standalone and embedded mode for both HA active passive and HA active active.
We already did the standalone thing. From the last 2 months, it was working, and we created a cluster and all this stuff in the cluster mode. And the paging configuration, I think, since we did it at the node level, and then finally we did a configuration at the cluster level. So HA active active probably is there in place. I don't know how to configure the paging side of it.
Okay, I'll share the link with you.
Sure. Thank you, guys.
Yeah. Any other question we have?
I am showing no further questions, sir.
Thank you, Julie. We do have a few questions in the group chat, and I'll start with the first one. And I believe this was asked around slide number 4. How is this different from the data source configuration on WAS?
Slide number 4.
I believe that's where it was asked.
Okay. So basically, data source configuration will enable us, you know, to provide a data source by which we can connect to that particular resource in the database. So that is more of a more of a connection thing, using which you connect. While what we discussed in the HA active is more of how the adapter will, you know, how multiple instances of adapter will process events when these multiple instances of adapters are deployed on cluster. So that is more of a cluster environment thing, the HA active, while the data source configuration on WAS that is asked in the question is more of a connection related thing, by which you establish the connection, you access a particular resource on the database end.
Okay, thank you. The next question I see, does this have any role when we use another ORM such as Hibernate?
Okay, I assume this question has been asked in context of HA active, if that has any role when we use another ORM such as Hibernate. So Hibernate will become kind of a different technology as compared to adapters. So I don't think this will have a role, or it will play a role if you use other ORM such as Hibernate.
Okay. And then the next question that was asked, what role does HA have at the cloud in regards to the ESB and adapter?
Okay. So the role of high availability will have at the cloud with regards to ESB and adapter. So basically, there is no such differentiation based on what role the other adapter features have and what HA will have. So when deployed on a cloud, it will have the same role what other adapter's features have. So it won't be any different. So the context we are discussing this in is in the cluster and environment context, wherein we have multiple adapter instances. So the context is that the context is of a cluster of high availability, wherein we have got multiple adapter instances polling simultaneously.
Okay, thank you. And then the next question, and I think you may have touched on this during one of the demos, how to set the number of adapter instances and how to ensure they are in sync when processing the events.
Yeah, so in the demo I had explained that you know what you need to do is you need to, in the WS Vsphere admin console, you have got a property called a sync, wherein you know you can synchronize both the nodes so that you know that both of your nodes are at the same stage and they are polling simultaneously. So you can sync both your nodes using that property.
Okay, thanks. Then the next question is, I did not understand HA and paging relation. Can you clarify?
So basically these two are different features. There is no relationship between these two. We had chosen these two features, you know, to demonstrate how using these two features, you know, you can improve your performance, how they help you in improving your performance. There is no relationship between the two features. Only thing is both of them, they help you in improving your performance.
Okay, thank you. And then the last question as of right now is, is JDBC adapter used in any other products than BPM and WSB?
Mm-hmm. Okay. So this is a good question, actually. So I assume that the question is whether it gets deployed only on BPM or WSB, or it also gets deployed on another runtime. So yes, as of now, it gets deployed only on BPM and USB, but used in other products. Actually, any external application can use JDBC adapter to connect to the database. So practically any product or any application can use JDBC adapter. But if the question is from the perspective of whether it gets deployed on BPM and WSB, then yes, currently it gets deployed only on these two runtimes, BPM and WSB.
All right. Thank you.
Yeah.
I don't see any more questions, so at this time we will conclude the presentation. We hope the information presented today has been valuable to you. We appreciate your participation, and we hope you'll join us for future presentations, which will be announced on the WebSphere Support Technical Exchange site. Thanks very much for joining us today, and thank you, Vinod, for presenting today.
Yeah. Thanks, everybody.